Bailey Kushner from the United Way of Greater Lorain County in this morning. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. No need to apologize. Yeah.
She has a sweater, though, so she's at least somewhat. Of course, as a lady, you probably have a sweater handy all the time.
I do. I also have a spare jacket over there,
wow,
too,
a spare jacket, just in case, because well, you never know what the climate that's going to be. But it's going to be heating up, Craig, this Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
At the Spitzer-Stocker.
What is it? Spitzer Conference Center.
Thank you. I almost put you in two different places. At the Spitzer Conference Center at Lorain County Community College, that is the annual celebration of community impact for United Way of Greater Lorain County. So this is a big, fun event you have kind of planned. It's a way to sort of celebrate how you impact the community.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of our biggest events of the year. It's free, open to the public, so anyone can join us. We encourage all of our great supporters from across the county to come out and celebrate with us. We take the opportunity to highlight some of our award winners of some of our best campaigns throughout the year and highlight those great partners. And then we also invite some of our collaborative partners to share some updates with the folks there about the great work that's being done.
I know you mix them up year to year. Mm-hmm. Who might be speaking this time?
So this year we'll have Thrive Southern Lorain County. That collaborative will be presenting. And then we'll also have a couple of our partners that have gone through our Collaborative Improvement Advisor training. So they'll be speaking on that. And then we'll also hear from one of our board members. He's going to be talking and giving more of his personal stories about impact in South Elyria specifically. So,
and they're going to have kids from the Ready, Set, Go to Kindergarten Collaborative, too. At least that's what's planned on here, to be announced, subject to change, perhaps, like that?
Right, yeah. Actually, there'll be thank you cards from them around, some fun different things to do with them. So, yeah, it'll be really neat.
You were involved with that Thrive Southern Lorain County. You went out there when they did the
I was there back in December for the Flash Mob.
Flash Mob.
Were they, to promote healthy eating.
Right,
in Southern Lorain County.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of great work promoting healthy eating, promoting healthy habits, getting people access to different resources that they can really tap into to further have a healthier lifestyle.
And each one of these collaboratives, you have many, 12 or 13 now, I believe, right?
We're 11 right now.
So, but each one is a little bit different because the focus is a little bit different. Maybe the groups involved are a little bit different. So it's not like one size fits all.
Exactly. And as you both know, Lorain County, all the different cities and townships in each are very unique and each population has its own specific needs. So that's really the goal of these collaboratives is to understand the community that they're serving because they're all very specific to different areas throughout the county. So really understand the needs of that demographic and be able to help them with exactly what they're looking for.
But no matter where you are in the county, no matter what your needs are, you have to pay your taxes.
Right.
And you've got help for people who need help with their taxes.
We do.
We're into April already, so the countdown officially, the calendar actually has the date the taxes are due. So talk a little bit about what's left for people to get help.
Crazy, right? So we are part of the Lorain County Free Tax Prep Coalition. We do lead that. So we offer free tax prep filing services for individuals. Usually, in general, it's for individuals that made about $60,000 or less last year. So those individuals can go ahead and call 211 to get more information on booking appointments or finding a site that's near them that might have some slots available to get their taxes done for free. And not only are we a part of that, but also United Way Worldwide offers MyFreeTaxes.com, which I believe if you made about under $64,000, you can go on there and you can file your taxes for free through that site.
Taxes, April 18th is the tax day this year as
Coming
well.
Coming up.
Yep. So it gives you some extra days as well. Just more days to procrastinate. You haven't already done that sort of thing. But coming up again Thursday at the Spitzer Conference Center of Lorain County Community College, beginning at 7:30, we'll have the Celebration of Community Impact. And Craig, you will be there as well, right? Kind of give us a little bit of, you'll leave this cold studio to go to the place where they're serving some events. right?
Right. Yeah. 7:30, right, continental breakfast. Is that how that works?
Yeah, yeah. It's a free breakfast. It starts at 7:30.
Well, I need to
it's
true.
What, do I need to eat?
In the scheme of things, you need
just
to know
went
this.
Right
because,
to the food part of
well,
it.
A moment ago, Bailey invited everyone and anyone to attend
okay,
this.
Right.
Yes.
Now, if somebody wants, here we are on Tuesday, and somebody hears this conversation and says, you know, I'd like to go. What? How do they get in?
Right, yes. So there's more information on our website if anyone wants to check that out and actually register. They can go to uwlorainecounty.org, and there's information there. But it is a free breakfast, so breakfast starts at 7:30. You can come on in, get a free breakfast, network with our partners and the folks that are there, and then the actual program will be 8 to 9.
Yeah, and we'll have some of that on our broadcast.
And don't forget to check the box whether you want to be interviewed by Craig Adams that morning for WPOL. Because you'll be talking with some of the folks there as well. I'm sure you'll get Bill Harper on, executive director.
7:50.
Yep. Oh, you have
this
is already planned.
7:50.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a lot of good things going on. And of course, the other thing for United Way that people may have known about, you were going to be moving to a new location, so they're getting that ready for you as well. So, are you going to transition yet? Are you thinking about already moving, planning, cleaning your areas up to know what you're taking with you? How's that going for you?
We're still in the early stages of it, but demo days have started. So, we've actually had some great volunteers that have gone out to the new building and have already started demo on it, which is really exciting. So, we're to that point, which is.
Is there like people, is this like a sledgehammer against a drywall? Is that kind of the thing?
There was some drywall. I actually wasn't there, but I heard that there was drywall. There was some, hard hats.
You could have added some extra fundraising for your United Way if you wanted to let people take a swing at a wall. I mean, right? You see this on TV all the time.
Would have been a good idea.
Sure. When they're doing that. But it's just sort of to give you more workspace, more access for the community.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we've definitely outgrown our current space. So it made the most sense financially and in the long run to go forward with this new building. And we're really excited to be a part of downtown Lorain and the whole revitalization and all of that. So
sounds great.
Now, before we let you go, like we do with many other guests, do you have anything coming up that you want to announce right here, right now? Anything top secret in the pipeline?
Oh.
Because sometimes, we'll have somebody on. And then an hour later, they'll send out a press release, and we're thinking, why didn't you tell us? This is your opportunity.
Oh, there's no press release that I know of going out today.
Okay. Lower the temperature. Make it a little colder in here.
We do have some upcoming. We have a Spring Day of Caring on May 20th. That'll be coming up. We are still working on that and getting that project up and ready for the community, but that'll be our Spring Day of Caring is an annual project that we have, so that'll be coming up here on May 20th, and then we have Spellebrate in June again. So
and all the volunteering that you can always get people involved with through the volunteer connection too.
Yes, of course.
Well, again, you can go to uwlorainecounty.org to get all the details of what's happening, as well as find out how to register if you want to attend their celebration of community impact, which is, again, this coming Thursday from 7:30 to 9 at the Spitzer Conference Center of Lorain County Community College. Bailey, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bailey Kushner with the Lorain County United Way.